USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A rocket attack in the vicinity forces Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to abruptly end a campaign speech. John Clemens has more.
Mr. Netanyahu was speaking at a campaign rally when sirens were sounded as members of the Prime Minister's security detail escorted Netanyahu and his wife Sarah to a nearby bomb shelter as supporters continued to chant his nickname, Bibi. After the danger had passed, Netanyahu returned to the rally to finish his speech when he threatened revenge on those responsible for the rocket launch.
A short time later, Israel launched attacks on Hamas targets in Gaza. A $10,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest after an attack on a Jewish man in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
The holiday season seeing online sales shoot through the roof. MasterCard crunching the numbers, finding a jump of nearly 19% from last year. From November 1st to December 24th, online shopping made up about 15% of all retail sales. The rector of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris now says that church may be gone for good. Monsignor Patrick Chauvet says the odds of the church reopening again in the future after last spring's devastating fire are only at about 50%. The church, over 800 years old, over $1 billion has been raised to restore it after that fire. As Christmases go, the past few days have not been terribly bad for travelers, including flyers like this woman at Chicago's O'Hare, who was delayed, but says they're going to get through it.
Nothing's going to stop us from getting to Jamaica. We'll have to fly it ourselves. We'll get there.
USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
President Trump is again threatening to bring in the feds to solve California's homeless problem. On Twitter, the president saying Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is doing a really bad job in caring for the homeless population in the state, and the president promised the federal government will get involved if the state cannot fix the problem. Trump has already suggested using the Environmental Protection Agency to take action against San Francisco over its homeless population. Two women are claiming they were sexually assaulted on Frontier Airlines flights and that the carrier never did anything about their complaints. The incidents are part of a new federal lawsuit against the airline. One of the women says a male passenger sexually assaulted her during a flight out of Denver in October. The other woman's incident allegedly happening in November, also on a flight out of Denver. The two women say they told flight attendants about the incidents, but the attendants never reported them to anyone else, including police. And the organizers of Burning Man are taking the federal government to court over permit fees. The nonprofit that puts on the annual festival in the Nevada desert argues they're being overcharged by the Bureau of Land Management. The groups filed a lawsuit seeking relief from the nearly $3 million the government charges each year to put on that festival. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.